Skittles are one of the most popular candies in the US, but they contain a whitener called titanium dioxide that lawmakers in the state of Illinois are proposing to ban, along with four other food additives. If passed, it would make Illinois the second state after California to ban ingredients in thousands of food products that our next guest says are linked to health problems. And it sets up a showdown with the Federal Food and Drug Administration, which allows those additives in foods. Helena Bodemiller-Evich joins us now. She's the founder and editor of Food Fix, a publication that focuses on food policy. Welcome, Helena.
Thanks for having me.
So what food additives is Illinois trying to ban, and what does the science say about them?
So Illinois is trying to ban five controversial food additives. There's brominated vegetable oil, more commonly known as BVO, potassium bromate, propylparaben, red dye number 3, and also titanium dioxide, which you just mentioned. And all of these additives have been either banned or very strictly limited in Europe. The research for each of them is different, but just to give you one example, red dye number 3 was actually banned from cosmetics by FDA in 1990 over cancer concerns. And each of these has their kind of own debates about the state of the science, but for other regulators in other countries, there have been enough questions and enough concerns to go ahead and ban them.
So what kind of foods are they showing up in? Like, we mentioned Skittles. Where else are we seeing some of these food additives?
So titanium dioxide is a really common whitening or brightening agent. So it might be used in something like ranch dressing or a frosting to make it whiter or brighter. For candies, it's used to brighten the color. And it's pretty common. The Environmental Working Group estimates that the additives that are trying to be banned by both Illinois and also California, which just banned four of these, are used in thousands and thousands of products in the U.S.
So who is against this? Why would we not want to ban them if there are serious questions about them and their health impact, and they're banned in other countries?
So it's a really interesting debate. Basically, right now we have industry groups particularly saying that, you know, this is a question for the Food and Drug Administration. This is a federal question. So they don't like the idea that states would be deciding which additives are banned or not in the U.S. The state leaders that I've talked to say, look, you know, FDA has been really slow to act or even re-review the safety of some of these additives. And they're tired of waiting. So they're kind of taking matters into their own hands. Okay. And the industry really wants certainty, and they want national level policy.
So back in Illinois, Democrats control the levers of power. Do you think this is likely to pass there, given that? And if so, what effect will this have, given that California is the other very populous state to have already done so?
Yeah, I think it's fairly likely to pass in Illinois. I'll be watching it really closely. If it does, it'll be interesting then to watch, you know, do industry groups challenge this in court? Do they try to argue that maybe there's federal preemption here, right? That Illinois doesn't have the right to do this. That kind of an argument could end up all the way in the Supreme Court. I mean, these are some really big legal questions about what states have the right to do. And it could be a while before it's settled, but this puts a lot of pressure on FDA to re-review some of these chemicals. And in one case, in the case of brominated vegetable oil, or BVO, which California just banned, FDA has actually recently proposed pulling that from the market. So in some of these, FDA may end up banning them. In some cases, they may end up affirming the safety. So a lot of eyes are on FDA now.
Helena, how much do you think we, the regular consumers, actually know about this? I mean, I feel like in California, we're probably a little more educated because we've been through the process. But I imagine there's many people out there who just want to eat a healthy salad dressing and not have chemicals in it, or, you know, want their kids to have candy that isn't, you know, potentially hazardous to their health.
I think consumers don't put a whole lot of thought into what the individual ingredients are. There's just this this hope, or this, I guess,
trust
that we have, right? That regulators are on top of this. And one of the big criticisms of FDA in recent years has been that the agency just hasn't been as active in this area The agency is definitely shifting their stance and taking a much more active role, trying to, you know, make sure that anything that's on the market where there are concerns, that FDA is taking a look at that. And so I think we will see a more active position from that agency. And consumers, frankly, expect that that's the position that FDA is already taking, right? We sort of assume that that's the case. And so this is an area to watch for sure for consumers that are concerned about, you know, what they're consuming and what the ingredients mean.
Food policy journalist Helena Bodemiller-Evich, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.